the Fajr time. As-salatu khairun minan nawm. Why the Fajr Azan is different compared to all four Azans? All Azan inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why especially Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has added this phrase in Fajr Salah, in Fajr time. As-salatu khairun minan nawm. Because the whole world is sleeping at that time. It's time of deception. Satan is working very hard to make the people sleep. That's the time you have to sacrifice. Make sulah between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave the comfort zone. Leave the blanket. Come out from the house. Come to the masjid. That is better for you. As-salatu khairum minan nawm. Now no more sleeping. You slept 6-7 hours. It's enough for you. Now wake up. Now come to the masjid. Now pray salat with the jamaat, congregation. We are not doing that. So if you're not going to perfect between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never make perfection between us and the people. People will not like us. People are going to cheat in our dealings. People are going to lie. People are going to hate us. Why? Because our connection with Allah is not perfect. We are missing that element. If you do that element correctly, then automatically you don't have to make any effort. It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will automatically will happen. A person is very pious, very punctual, very sincere, performing all salat, doing all the akamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, automatically people are going to love him. Automatically, he doesn't have to advertise or bribe anyone to please respect me, love me because I am 5 times praying salat in the masjid. No. He just do his part and Allah will do his part. It's give and take, but we are missing. We are lacking in that part. And then we want respect in the community. Then we want people must be listened to us. People must not bad chat about me. People must not gossip about me. I am a respectful person. How? You are missing prayer. You're not doing the hukukul law. How Allah is going to make the love and respect of you in the hearts of the people? You are expecting something, but you are not doing anything for that. To gain that respect, to gain that position. You have to do something. It's a give and take, my brothers and sisters. You're not going to get for nothing. So second part is, if we complete and perfect all the hukukullah, all the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is the promise of Allah. Allah will put love and respect of you in the hearts of the people, and all the affairs with the people, all the hukukul ibad, all the rights of Allah between you and the people. People is including your relatives. If you are punctual, if you are sincere, you won't have problem with your wife. You won't have problem with your kids. You won't have problem with your parents and siblings. Then extend it, your neighbors, and then community and society at large. Right? But if my salat is not perfect, I am not punctual, I am not fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will always have problem with my wife. She won't be happy with me. She will be rebellious. My children will not listen to me. They will not respect me. They are grown up. They're going to do their own things. They don't care about me. Why? Because I am not perfect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we complain, oh, my children not listening to me, not respecting me. My neighbor is always troubling me. My co-worker is always creating the problems. My supervisor not good with me. I'm always losing in my market, in my business. All the complaints. But we're not thinking the cause of the problems. The root of the problems. Where I'm wrong. Let me fix that. Then automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of my all the worldly affairs. So this is the second important element, my brothers. Fix the problem with you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sulah or make islah of all the affairs between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hukukullah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the sulah and islah with حقوق العباد and on the rights of the people. And third part, my brothers, is so important. من اهتم بأمر آخرته. Whoever works. That's why the ayat I have recited in Surah Surah. من كان يريد حرص الآخرة نزد له في حرصه. Whoever is striving, making an effort towards Akhirah, I will increase, I will give him more and more, make easy for him to work towards Akhirah. وَمَنْ كَانَ حَرْصُ فِي الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنَا وَمَالُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. But his efforts, his sacrifice day and night, from the morning since he wakes up till he sleeps, only worldly things, only worldly concern, right? Nothing about Akhirah, no thinking of Akhirah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I will grant him little bit according to his effort. Dunya ad-dunya darul asba. If he works 8 hours, he will get something. Nuktihi minha. I will grant him not according to his plan, not according to his wish. No. I will grant him little bit out of dunya. Wama lahu fil akhirat min naseeb. And he will not have anything for akhirat. Because he only works for this dunya. And if you do this for the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala says, kafahu Allahu amra dunya. My brothers, if you work towards akhirat, and that should be our ultimate goal, as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, man kanat dunya hammahu farraqallahu alayhi amrahu. Whoever worries, concern, make an effort towards the dunya, Allah Ta'ala scattered his work of dunya, وَجَعَلَ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. And the poverty is always in front of his eyes. He won't satisfy. He won't be content always. No matter he works so many hours, he won't be content. وَلَمْ يَأْتِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Dunya, he will only accumulate, he will only gain that much of dunya, what Allah already predestined for him since he was born. وَكَانَتْ الْآخِرَةُ نِيَّتُهُ. But وَمَنْ كَانَتْ الْآخِرَةُ نِيَّتُهُ. A person whose efforts, whose concern, whose sacrifices towards the akhirah, جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَمْرَهُ. Allah will gather all the work of dunya, make it easy and possible for him. وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah Ta'ala put the ghina in his heart. And وَأَتَتُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. And anyway, dunya will come to him even he doesn't like. If you work towards akhirah, you will get both dunya and akhirah. But if you work towards dunya, you will lose both. You're not going to get dunya, and there is nothing for akhirah. Now we have to decide about it, which way we want to go. One shayar is beautifully said, and then I'll conclude with this. He said, "Samaniyatun tajri ala nasi kulluhumu labutta lil insani an yalqa samaniya sururun wa haznun wa istima'un wa firqatun wa yusrun wa usrun summa saqmun wa afiyah." He said, there are 8 things each and every individual has to go through in his lifetime. La buddha lil insani an yalqa samaniya. No matter wherever he is living, whatever color of skin he has, whatever, you know, he belongs to any culture or any tribe, he is going to go through these 8 elements. What is number 1? Sururun wa hazanun. Sometimes he will be happy in his life. Sometimes he will be sad. Happiness and sadness, every individual is going through, regardless rich or poor. وَإِسْتِمَعُونَ وَفِرْقَتُونَ. Sometimes his friends, his relatives will be together, he will enjoy company. فِرْقَتُونَ. Or sometime he will be departed, someone will die from his family, or he will go away from that city or town, he will go different. So there will be departure. So there will be gathering and there will be departure. This also going through our life. يُسْرٌ وَعُسْرٌ. Sometimes our life will be easy, everything will go going smoothly and easily, and sometimes it will be very hard, very difficult, very problems. And سَقَمٌ وَعَافِيَةٌ. Sometime a person will get sick and sometime he will be healthy. And this is also everyone is facing, regardless if rich or poor or white or black, everything is going through in these three things. Now, in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant the shade under the shade of his arsh. There will be no other shade other than the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among those, it's a lengthy hadith, but there are three things in this category are those who in privately is making effort. Number one, رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ وَأَخْفَى حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُ مَا تَنْفِقُ يَمِنَهُ. A sadaqah and charity, a person giving in that secret, like his left hand doesn't know what his right hand is given, how much is given. So secret, although the hands are together, right? But Rasulullah has given this example. This secret, he must give in charity and donation to even his wife, even his parent doesn't know how much he gave, to whom he gave. Sometimes we give something and we advertise, we expose. I send so much of money back home. I gave my neighbor this month that my brother was in trouble. I gave him $500. We have to tell someone. And the moment a person opens his mouth and tells someone that I helped him this much, his sawab is gone already. He's not given for Allah, he's given for to name and fame. Allah doesn't like it. So if you help someone, keep it secret. Don't expose it. This is what liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rajulun Zakarallah, and the second person is that Rajulun Da'at Imra'atun Zata Mansabin wa Jamalin Faqale Niyakhafullah. In privacy, very beautiful girl or woman, and she is very rich and very valuable, very high society and from Khandan, from the tribe, and she is inviting to commit a zina. And there is no one else is there. There is no CC camera there. They are total in privacy. No one can see them. But he zakar Allah. He remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not take advantage of their privacy and say, I fear Allah. No one is here, but Allah is here. Secret, you know, the first person I say, sariratahu, man aslah sariratahu. Whoever fixes inner part, Allah will help him, the outer part. So he did not commit the sin, he did not take advantage of that privacy. And the third person, rajulun, zakar Allah khaliyan. He's sitting alone, tahajjud time, no one is there. Everyone is sleeping, he's alone. Fafadat aynahu. And his eyes start tearing, you know, shedding the tears with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the actions which done in privacy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it, valued it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the ajar and thawab tremendously. He cannot even count. So my brothers and sisters, I address myself first and all of us, let us fix our inner part. Let us be correct our internal affairs and let us be straight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will take care of the dunya and our akhirat as well. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.